I found the group sitting in Cleanthes' library. Demea paid some compliments to Cleanthes on the great care he took in educating me, and on his unfailing perseverance and faithfulness in all his friendships.
Pamphilus' father was your intimate friend. The son is your pupil and might even be regarded as your adopted son if we were to judge by the pains you take in teaching him every useful branch of literature and science. I am convinced that you are no more lacking in good sense than in hard work. Therefore, I will share a maxim I have followed in rearing my own children, so that I may learn how far it agrees with your practice. The method I follow in their education is founded on the saying of an ancient thinker. Students of philosophy first ought to learn logic, then ethics, next physics, and last of all, the nature of the gods. According to him, this science of natural theology is the most profound and abstruse of all. It requires the most mature judgment in its students, and only a mind enriched with all the other sciences can safely be trusted with it.
Do you wait that long to teach your children the principles of religion? Don't they risk neglecting or even rejecting beliefs of which they have heard so little during the whole course of their education?
I postpone the study of natural theology only as a science, open to human reasoning and debate. My greatest care from the beginning is to season their minds with piety. By regular teaching and training, and I hope by example, I imprint deeply on their tender minds habitual reverence for all the principles of religion. As they pass through every other science, I point out the uncertainty of each part, the eternal disagreements among people, the obscurity of all philosophy, and the strange and even ridiculous conclusions that some of the greatest geniuses have derived from the principles of mere human reason. Once I have tamed their mind, instilling proper submission and diffidence, I no longer hesitate to expose them to the greatest mysteries of religion, and see no danger from that philosophical arrogance that might lead them to...